Hello, all, and welcome to the first episode of Rockstar.
Woo!
Oh boy, oh boy.
Oh,
I'm
my.
Here with Valk, of course. The lovely Hello. Valk.
Oh, does it really assure you what happened?
Oh, yeah.
I can't hear what's going on.
Oh.
Oh, can you hear me now? Am I loud? Am I loud enough for you?
Kind of. It all just sounds like a jumbled mess to me.
Oh,
but
well,
I can mostly pick it out, I think.
Well, Beloved is here. Anyway. She's. You can hear her. The listeners can hear you. Whether or not you can hear is another story, but you're here.
Yay.
We'll just, like, yell at you.
Do
it. Beloved. They'll be like, oh, okay, I can go now.
So, tonight, we have about 15 people. I think there were more, but we've seemed to have lost a couple, but that's okay. 15 is a lot of people, so.
Mm-hmm.
So contestants were allowed to do whatever they wanted to tonight, as far as rock songs go. And this is pretty much like the 1 week where it'll be like this. Every other week you'll probably have like lists of
every
artists.
Every other week will be a hard ass.
Yeah, we'll be like, bitch, please. So anyway, we have Russ up first with his Moonbeam Russ submission.
Pirate Moonbeam Shoe Pop Russ.
Yes. So you girls ready to listen?
Yeah.
All right. That was Russ.
That was Moonbeam Russ.
Moonbeam. What'd you think, Valk, of Moonbeam Russ?
What is Moonbeam Russ?
Wait, I don't understand this. So, last season on Rockstar, Russ kept doing, like, like 70s rock, like 60s and 70s rock. Like, it was, like, really hippie stuff. And so... Valk started calling him Moonbeam Russ. So it's, he has returned.
Oh my goodness.
He has.
All right, and continue.
Like when, so what'd you think?
And like when he uses this type of like happy tone or whatever, he sounds like hi or whatever.
I had not noticed that.
I always think, well, anyway. I think this was a good submission, Russ.
Whoa.
Like, you were Moonbeam, and it was good for your voice, and I liked the emotion you had on it. There wasn't really anything, it was solid, like, there wasn't anything bad, but it wasn't, like, blow my mind or whatever. It was a good first round submission, I think. I don't really have anything else to say about it.
Yeah, like, I thought it was, like, a safe submission. I felt like you didn't really do anything, like, super over the top or anything super, like, crazy, but you did like what you needed to do to like be on the show and do well. Did his
you did
voice
what makes
sound
you
really
Russ.
Quiet to you guys?
Yeah, it was really
a little
quiet.
Bit.
Like
yeah.
I felt like it was really hard to hear him. But I liked his energy a lot, and I didn't have
Me
any
too.
Issues with his vocals. Sheree. There's so much.
It wasn't me. It was my dog.
There's so much background noise in this episode.
I know.
What did you think, Sheree?
I kind of thought the same thing. It was a safe song. You know, definitely something I'd expect to hear from you. And it sounded good. I mean, you know what you're good at. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
Moonbeam
it sounded good.
Moonbeam Russ.
I, like, picture him, like, the cat that jumped over the moon, like, jumping over a rainbow. It's like, a Moonbeam Russ.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. So, are you guys ready for Blackjack? He is in the second submission.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Blackjack.
Oh, Blackjack. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Debbie just hit the wall, she never had it all. One Prozac a day, husband's a CPA. Her dreams went out the door when she turned 24. Only been with one man, what happened to her plan? She was gonna be an actress, she was gonna be a star. She was gonna shake her ass on the hood of Whitesnake's car. Her yellow SUV is now the enemy. Looks at her average life, and nothing has been alright. Since Bruce Springsteen, Madonna, way before Nirvana, there was U2 and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, cause she's still preoccupied with 1985. She's seen all the classics, she knows every line. Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, even St. Elmo's Fire. She rocked out to Wham, not a big Limp Bizkit fan. Thought she'd get a hand on a member of Duran Duran. Where's the mini skirt made of snake skin? And who's the other guy that's singing in Van Halen? When did reality become TV? Whatever happened to sitcoms, game shows, on the radio? Bruce Springsteen, Madonna, way before Nirvana, there was U2 and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, cause she's still preoccupied with 1985. When did Motley Crue become classic rock? And when did Ozzy become an actor? Please make this stop, stop, stop. And bring back Springsteen, Madonna, way before Nirvana. There was U2 and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, cause she's still preoccupied with 1985. Springsteen, she Madonna, way before Nirvana. There was U2 and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids she in high school, time. They tell her that she's uncool, cause she's still preoccupied with 1985.
And that was Blackjack AV singing 1985 by Bowling for Soup, I think.
Yeah, because he said, oh, I'm doing Bowling for Soup this week. And I was like, ah.
I really like this song.
Me too. I used to listen to it, like, on Radio Disney.
I know, right?
Sure. I was like a loser that listened to Radio Disney when I was, like, 16.
Oh, no, I listened to Radio Disney for a while, too. No worries. So, what did you say that this was your life, this song?
I said in 10 years this is going to be my song.
Aww.
That's not a good thing.
I know, that's why I said aww.
It kind of already is. All the stuff I listen to now is like classic rock.
Aww.
Dun, dun, aww.
It's okay, Sheree. You're not that old.
What I know, but I already have gray hair.
No, you don't. Oh, me too. Don't worry about it. What did you think of this?
I thought it was good. It was very high energy, and yeah. I thought that he kept pace with the song really well. Some of the higher parts were a little bit off key, like you didn't quite make it up there.
Yeah, I had that too.
And when you went into the doubled parts, sometimes it got a little bit loud. And when you're doubling over your vocals with basically another unison vocal, you need to make sure that you're singing the same notes, because a couple of times one of your parts would go off a little bit and it would just have this weird dissonance with the main part. So just make sure that your doubled parts blend. Other than that, I thought it was good, though. Really great emotion.
What did you think, Val?
I agree. I kind of wish it would have had a little more energy. It felt like there was, like, kind of something missing for this. I wish there were more, like, dynamics. Like, I wanted you to, like, go soft at the bridge and then, like, build it up and then kind of, like, rock out, like, the chorus and, like, after that part, like, kind of rock out the bridge and stuff. But it all, like, stayed at the same type of level. And, yeah, I had the note about the high notes, too. And you can, like, I don't know, like, it never hurts to, like, if you can't hit a note, like, if it's too high or too low for you to, like, transpose it somewhere, like, play around with the vocal a little bit before recording and, like, find something that works for you, like a run or something, so it doesn't sound off when you record.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it, really. I thought this was a pretty solid entry.
Yeah, I didn't have an issue with the energy. I liked the energy. But I agree with you both on the, like, the key, like, just he was, like, slightly under, like, he just, like, fell a little bit below what he, like, the notes he should have reached when he went in higher parts. I liked the layering. At the end, it got a little, like, messy because they were all at the same level. Like, I felt like one of them should have been quieter. Like, maybe, like, she hates time, like, maybe should have been quieter, I guess, in the background. I don't know. But I think that, like, overall it was a good first submission, yeah.
Woo.
And I agree with pretty much everything that Falcon Beloved said, so. You guys ready for the next person?
Yes.
Yeah. Who is it?
I believe it is Gil Dragon.
Oh, baby. King Gil Dragon once more.
Baby.
Hey, Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Baba speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I what? Will I what? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail. A hanging down, a wiggling walk and a giggling talk. Makes the world go round. There ain't nothing in this world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like. What's that, baby? But oh, honey. Baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail. A hanging down, a wiggling, a walk, and a giggling, a talk. Lord, makes the world go round. There ain't nothing in this world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late. But baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, baby. You know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail. A hanging down, a wiggling, a walking, a giggling, a talking. Oh, makes the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in this world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like.
Gil Dragon.
Dun dun dun. I feel like we were just like trolled.
It was like such a funny song.
It was like a Rickroll in like the 50s.
The Rickroll of the 50s. Gil, I liked this. I think it worked for you in a really odd sort of way. I would have liked, I think the talking parts were really funny, like when you did your like, oh, like that kind of stuff was like really funny. I think I would have liked a bit more bounce when you were singing. I don't know if it was like, I just felt like when you started singing, your like momentum from your speaking was lost a bit. And I would have liked to have more like of that like, ba-ba-da, like bump bump, like I can't even do it. That was stupid. I don't even know why I tried to do it.
But, yeah, like it kind of wasn't matching the like the backtrack was bouncy and he sounded like he was kind of stiff with it.
Yeah, that's kind of like how I felt about that. I mean, what do you think, Val?
Yeah, I pretty much agree. I'm not sure because like it felt like you were holding back when you were singing energy wise, but like. The energy was, like, it was good energy, but it felt like it was kind of, like, forced good energy type of thing. Like, it sounded like you weren't having fun with it, and you were like, I need to put this energy in the song, so I'm going to stick it in here. So it sounded like you had energy, but, like, not like it was realistic.
Mm-hmm.
The talking parts were weird. I thought you, I don't know, it was weird. It sounded like you were high. I don't really, I'm kind of like, I don't know, I feel like this is a troll. It's a good, your singing was good. I like, I'm like blown, my mind is blown, I can't comment on this.
what'd you think, Sheree?
I thought it was really well done, actually. I'm really familiar with this song. Yeah. Because my sister's name is Chantel, so we used to sing this to her all the time, and she'd play it all the time, because she's weird like that. But anyway.
It's like, sing to me.
I'm very familiar with this song, unfortunately.
He's
and it
so,
is
like,
a very weird song.
It's a really weird
I know,
song.
It's a weird song.
Yeah. I thought it was really well done. I do agree that the chorus parts needed to match the speaking bits a little bit better, energy-wise. And I think part of that was that you were a tiny bit behind the beat in parts. So just make sure that you're driving the beat instead of the other way around, because when the music is leaving you behind, it kills the energy also, because it just feels slower than it should be. But I thought you really nailed the emotion on the speaking parts for sure.
You gotta make the music your bitch.
Oh my god, that was so great. Oh boy. Are you guys ready to listen to the next person?
Yeah.
It is Shio.
Shio.
Woohoo.
Twisted up brown disguised as a smile. Well, you would have never known. I had it all, but not what I wanted. Cause though for me was a place uncharted and overgrown. You'd make your way in, I resist you just like this. You can't tell me to fail. The truth never set me free, so I did it myself. You killed me to gamble anymore. When all that is waiting for you won't come any closer. You'll have to reach a little more. 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 Open your like I opened mine, it's only the real world. A life you will never know. Shifting your weight to throw off the pain, well, you can ignore it, but only for so long. You look like I did, you resist me just like this. You can't tell me to feel, and it hurts remembering how it felt to shut down. Help me to gamble anymore, when all that is waiting for you won't come any closer. You've got to reach a little more. 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 The truth never set me free. The truth never set me free. The truth never set me free. So I'll do it myself. You can't be too careful anymore. When all that is waiting for you won't come any closer. You've got to reach out. Too careful anymore. When all that is waiting for you won't come any closer. You've got to reach out more. 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 More.
And that was Shio.
Woo.
Valk, what did you think of this?
I think it should have been J-Rock.
I agree.
You were just
sad. Me too. I was like, she's going to do J-Rock. And then I open it, and it was this. And I was like, oh.
And it was this. And
it was it was not J-Rock, is basically what
it
you
was
meant.
Not J-Rock. And I was like, oh, no. No, this is a good song, too.
No, yeah. Who sings this song originally? We know.
I think it's Paramore.
It sounds very sure. Paramore.
It sounds Paramore. Hold on, is it called, it's called Careful, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna just look it up real quick. Go, you can keep talking though, Valk.
Yeah,
it's Paramore.
I figured. I thought it was, like, this was very odd to me, like, it sounded like the mixing, like, it sounded like you were kind of, like, floating over the backtrack, like, you weren't mixed into the music, you were, like, over it, like, a lot. And, like, the entire time, you could, like, tell where the edit, like, when you stopped and started, like, you could tell where the edits were in here, too, because I could, like, hear the cuts. And, like, it sounded like you were shouting the entire time. Like, it sounded like on-pitch shouting, and it was weird. Yeah. Like, you were in a completely different key than the backtrack the entire time, so it was very strange.
What'd you think, Sheree?
Yeah, I agree. This was... it was very shouty, and besides that, the pitch was wavering in and out the whole time, so I was never really sure if you were on pitch for the song. And I don't know, I feel like even besides that, the energy and emotion was kind of the same the whole time. Like, I mean, I feel like you got soft maybe one time, but the dynamics never changed very much. So it was just the shouting the whole time for me. So I don't know, I wasn't really a fan of this, to be honest.
Yeah,
I don't know. It just, there was something that seemed off about it. I agree. I felt like your pitch wavered in and out. So sometimes it sounded like you were really on, and then other times it sounded like you just were like way off. And some of your runs felt a bit like shaky, like you didn't really have control over what you were singing. It did feel a bit yelly. And I did feel like some of, like, I don't know. I felt like there was emotion, but I felt like it did kind of, it didn't build as much as I thought you could have built it. Yeah. I don't have anything else to say. Do you guys have anything else to say?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. Up next is Nani.
Yay! Hopefully she does J-Rock.
You're like, somebody needs to do J-Rock.
I need J-Rock. I need a Yumi Hamasaki right now.
I'm so down.
Valk demands.
Yeah, I demand it.